Blog Talk Radio.
You may be in a dry place right now, and it seems you can't come out. For I have come to make a way, and I have come to heal your pain. But you won't feel the wind, you won't see the rain. But oh, just know I'll make a way. You may have experienced some loss, and you've been hurt without a cause. For I have come to make a way.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're ready to receive in prayer on tonight. Because if you don't know it tonight, it's Friday night, which means it's time for prayer. So if you need prayer, don't hesitate to jump on the phone lines. The number is 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. Again, it's Friday night time for prayer. This is Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. We get all excited about prayer around here. It is time to pray. The song that I played tonight to prepare us for prayer was You Won't See the Wind or the Rain. And that song is by Jacqueline Carr. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pace, the woman of faith. She will be praying us through on tonight. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. And after the woman of God prays what's in the spirit for tonight, I will come back and open the phone lines and pray with you. Prophetess Pace, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank God for you, Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight, those that's joining us tonight on the phone line, those that joining us on the airways, those that join us on the podcast, those that join us on Blog Talk Radios, wherever you're listening from. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. You can be elsewhere on another social media, but God allow you to tune in to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise you all, God, for you all, and let you all know that this is a line simply for faith, prayer, and I thank God for encouragement, also encouraging words. I want to let you all know that the scripture that God has given me for faith on the line is Hebrews 11:1. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And even though you don't even see it, that don't mean that it's not going to work. God wants us to trust him and his word. These times and days that we're living in now, we have to trust God. I want to encourage you all tonight, let's trust God before I pray on tonight. Let's trust God with our finance. Let's trust God in our marriage. Let's trust God in our family. Let's trust God in our business. Let's trust God in the ministry. We have to trust God with all that we have. The Word of God tells us to trust him. So we want to trust God in everything that we do. For the Word of God tells us if we trust him, he will direct our path. And if we lean to him and not our understanding, he will come through for us. The Word of God is a God, he's a God of truth. And I thank and praise God on tonight. I'm a living witness that I'm thanking God on tonight. I thank and praise God that God will heal whatever the pain is. God will come through with whatever you need. I have trusted God so many times. The last couple of months, God has I really trust God on some things. And God allowed them to come through. And I thank and praise God for that. That's all he's asking us to do. So as I get ready to pray tonight, let's join our faith on tonight. And I want to let you all know that God is so awesome. He's so awesome. His word is, when you get in the word and you begin to read it, the word encourages you. The word will encourage your heart. The word will teach you how to have faith. The word will teach you how to love those that hate you. The word of God will even teach you what to say and how to say it. So I want to thank and praise God on tonight. As I get ready to pray tonight, let's join our faith together and let's trust God. Let's trust him and his word. Believe that whatever we send up before him, that he's going to answer our prayer. The word of God say his ears are listening to the righteousness. The word of God say his eyes are watching us. in everything we do. So that let me know that God haven't forgotten about me. He haven't forgotten about you. He haven't forgotten about you. So that let me know. He sees all and he know all. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I come right now, God. I come in your presence right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, asking you, God, for any sins that we committed or omitted, God, that was not of you. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of those sins. If we have wronged you in any kind of way, God, if we said things that was not pleasing unto your ears, Father God, if anything was in our heart, Lord, that's not supposed to be there, God, forgive us, Jesus. Father God, for I thank you, Lord God, because your word say that you forgive, Lord God. But your word tell us to, Lord, repent, God, and I thank you. Now, Heavenly Father, as I come to you on tonight, I ask that you would touch my sisters and my brother on the phone line. Touch my sisters and my brother that's listening through the internet or however social media that they may be listening to. I thank and praise you, God, for even, Lord, blessing those, Lord God, that, Lord, ran into faith on the line, God. And it wasn't by accident God touched the newbies. Lord, touch the ones that, Lord, just came upon it with faith on the line. Lord, touch the ones that's coming, God. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to touch those, Lord. Lord God, that really, Lord God, needs you, God. Lord, that you will direct them and guide them. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I even ask you, God, that somebody may be not well right now in their body. For your word say in Isaiah 53 and 5, God, by your stripes we are healed. Father God, the word say you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquity. And by the chastisement of your peace was upon, and by your stripes we're healed. So, Lord, that let us know that we're already healed. We're already healed, God. Even today, God, we're healed. Whatever bothered us, we're healed from that situation. We're healed from that hurting wound. We're healed from that chronic disease. We're healed from that hip replacement. We're healed from that high stream blood pressure. We're healed from bipolar. Father God, we're healed, God, for schizophrenia. Father God, we're healed, God, Lord God, from that back, Lord God, that knee replacement, God. Lord God, we're healed because your word say we're healed. We're healed, God, from that stage 4 or cancer, God. Lord, we're healed, God, in spite of all of what the doctors say. Your word say we're healed, God. No matter what the doctor reports say, we're healed. Father God, thank you for healing them right now. I thank you, God, and we receive your healing right now. Lord, I thank you that we're healed from cerebral palsy, Lord. We're healed from, Lord God, any kind of cranial, facial, Lord God. We're healed from that syndrome, God, that's what's causing us, God. Don't think right or can't see the things that we should see. We're healed from that eye disease. God, for your word, say we are healed. And, Father God, I thank you for healing thee. Father God, your word say, and Lord God, in Psalms 103 and 2, God, that we are healed from all diseases. Lord God, in all sickness. And, Heavenly Father, I thank you. Look on that one that got asthma, God, healed right now. It's healed. Father, the one that, God, that may be sick, Lord, with the flu, God, they're healed, God. Lord God, the ones that may be sick, God, and they don't know the doctor don't know what's wrong. Your word say it's already healed. Father God, look up on that one that believe in you, the man they married back together. The one that, Lord God, can't forgive their husband or can't forgive their wife, God. Lord, we decree and declare, Lord, your word say, decree and declare, God, that you will bring peace in the midst of their marriage, God. And we bind up confusion right now. Father God, that somebody, Lord God, they saying, Lord God, they don't know how they're going to go. Lord God, they can't do it anymore. Somebody just want to give up on their marriage right now. But the word of God say, a husband ought to love his wife as he do the church. God, that's your word. Father God, test that husband, test that wife, that they will begin to come back together, God, as one, God, in the flesh as well as the spirit. That unforgiveness will be gone. Lord God, that peace will come in there, that love will come back in their heart. Father, that trust will come back to them. Father God, we ask you to touch them right now, God, that you begin to work it out. I blood block every poison spirit that come between them right now. I blood block every hand of the enemy that's whistling in their ears. I come against every family member that's, Lord, encouraging them to be separated or to do the wrong thing. God, I come against that spirit right now, that peace will begin to come, that your joy begin to come, that your love begin to come in there. Lord, look up on that child. Look up on that boy, that girl, Lord, that's gone astray. Bring deliverance to him right now. Bring healing to him right now. Bring freedom to them right now. Deliver them, God, from the streets, Lord God. Bring them back home like you did the prodigal son. Somebody, child, God, they don't know where they are. But we decree and declare that the enemy will loosen them right now and begin to bring them back home safely to their family. Lord God, look on that one, that lost loved one, God. Begin to bring joy to their tears, God. For your word says you will bring joy to their tears. Bring peace where confusion, God. Lord, bring strength, God, where they're hurting it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, look and have mercy on that business, God. Lord God, that's in, you know, that home that's in foreclosure. Lord God, of that church, God, that don't have the finance to keep it going, God. Lord God, if somebody may need a bill to be paid, God. Somebody is seeking you for a job, God. Lord, begin to send your finance, God. Begin to open up a door of blessing, God. Lord God, do it right now. For your word say, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find, God. Lord, the door is going to be open, Lord. Help them to walk into the door of their blessing right now, God. Help them to walk into the door of their blessing. Lord God, that everything will be all right. For your words say you see all, God. Your words say you know it, God. Your words say, God, if we just, Lord God, your word tells us if we just seek your faith, God. Your words say you will come and you will heal whatever is broken. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for that backslider. Send them on back. I thank you, God. Lord, it's nothing too bad, God, that you still don't love them, God. Maybe somebody messed up, God, and they turn away from you because their flesh got in the way, God. Begin to bring them back home to you, Father. For, Lord God, your words say that you forgive them, God. Begin to allow them to stop beating up on themselves, God. Begin to let them know that you love them. Lord, you love us, God, even when we don't love ourselves. You're good to us, even when we ain't good to ourselves. God, you're just that type of God. God, touch right now, God. Bring them back home. Lord, bring them back to you, God. That, Lord God, that they will be filled, that they will be safe, that they will, peace will come again. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you. God, I give you praise. God, I magnify your name. God, I glorify you, God. Somebody needs you for direction. Somebody needs you, God. They don't know which way to go. They don't know which way to, where to move. They're looking and seeking for a church home because they don't understand your Holy Spirit. God, you send that man. You send that woman. You send that boy, that girl, Lord God, to a place, Lord God, where they can be fed, where they can trust you like never before. Lord, look up on them. Look up on them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, I ask that you will touch right now, that you will touch right now, God, Prophet Stacy, God. Touch the ministry that she's home for living fire, God. Touch, Lord God, the children that she sponsored, God. Lord, open up a door of somebody's heart that they will reach out and be able to, Lord God, touch in response to these children, God. For your words say, when I was hungry, you fed me not. When I was naked, you didn't even clothe me. When I didn't have no place to stay, you didn't even ask, you didn't even give me a place to stay. God, your word tell us to help those that's in the need. God, let every person that got a hard desire to sponsor a child, God, that they don't go without. Lord God, you sent them to Philippi Fire. You sent them to Prophet Stacy right now. Lord, I decree and declare on tonight, it is well, it is so, God. Your word say, God, that it will be done. Because I speak it, Lord. Your word say, whatever I speak. Your word say, death and life lies in the tongue, God. So, Lord, I speak life over every dead situation in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, I thank you tonight. Lord, I appreciate your name. Lord, I thank you for your healing power. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you. I thank you, and I give your name glory tonight. I won't say amen because I will turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Maybe we have someone on the phone line that needs prayer. And I will turn it over to you. If not, she will close it out with the amen. May God bless you all, and y'all have a prosperous weekend. Until we meet next Friday, God bless you. With Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you. God bless you.
Amen. To God be the glory. I pray that each of you receive the prayer on tonight. If there's anybody on the phone lines in need of prayer, press 1 on your phone at this time. If you need prayer, just press 1 on your phone. Now is the time to do so if you need prayer. Thank you, Prophet Pay, for praying over me, praying for the children. I definitely receive that. And if she prays something on tonight that you need to receive it too. Receive it because God is listening. And he will provide your needs. He will do what you need him to do. He's a God of all things. Going once for prayer, going twice, and going three times. Okay, it don't seem to be any live prayer requests for tonight, but I have one announcement. Everybody under the sign of my voice, be sure to join me Monday night for Prolific Fire. If you were on last Monday, thank you, thank you, thank you. This Monday will be part two of protecting our children. So if you have children and you care about protecting them, which I'm sure you do, be sure to join me Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. There's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. Again, that's Monday, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Until then, everybody, have a blessed night. We're out.